Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Golcher dictating an endoscopy report on Tyler McConnell, date of birth 7/13/1997, date of procedure January 20, 2024. Physician Evgeny Golcher, dear, referring physician is Dr. Ross Quinn Osborne. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroendoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, cold biopsy polypectomy, comma cold biopsies, and hemoclip deployment times 2. Description procedure form concern was obtained. Period. Possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position. Status for anesthesia services monitored. Anesthesia care period. Well lubricated limpus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus. Period. A retroflex was obtained at the cardioperitoneal air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period. A digital rectal exam was normal. Period. A well-lubricated limpus video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal or fistula cecal valve and confluence of the folds. Period. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. A retroflex view is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston Bell prep score was 6,2-2-2, comma, good prep. Period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line was irregular. At 39 centimeters from the bite block with evidence of LA grade D ulcerative esophagitis, period, there was a polypoid, there was an approximately 4 to 5 millimeter polyp noted in the distal esophagus. This was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, the duodenum otherwise appeared unremarkable to D2. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, there was prominent periampullary tissue. This was biopsied for histology. Next line, colonoscopy. Next line, Boston Bowel Prep score was 6,2-2-2. The good prep. There was evidence of a cecal patch noted at the appendiceal orifice. With evidence of erythema noted only in that area, biopsies are obtained for histology. Next line, the terminal ileum, approximately 5 centimeters overall, appeared unremarkable. However, at the entrance, just past the ileocecal valve, there was evidence of nodularity. However, there was no erosions or ulcerations or strictures noted. This area was biopsied for histology, period. Next line, there was a sessile, comma, very flat ascending colon polyp approximately 7 millimeters in size, which was removed with cold snare polypectomy due to difficulty of positioning. This is a technically difficult study, technically difficult polyp to resect, comma, 2 hemoclips were deployed over the defect. for hemostasis, next line, there was evidence of a diminutive ascending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately 6 millimeter sessile sigmoid colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a rectal sessile polyp that was diminutive in size removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. Next line, the random colon biopsies were obtained in the setting of ulcerative colitis in the cecum ascending, comma transverse, comma descending, comma sigmoid and rectum with multiple biopsies obtained per segment. Period. The disease was overall well controlled with Mayo 0-1 disease noted, period. Next line, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend PPI BID with omeprazole 40 milligrams 30 minutes before breakfast and 30 minutes before dinner. Comma script was provided. This should be taken for 8 weeks, then daily following. Next line, would recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation and notation of healing. Next line, repeat colon interval will be decided based on pathology of the polyps and the histology noted in each segment, period. We'll pay particular attention if patient has a low-grade dysplasia or high-grade dysplasia polyp. Period. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.